Aurelia has lost a legend. Bruce Suds Sutherland, who passed along his passion for music to generations of local high school students, who epitomized cool and was devoted to his family, passed away on December 26. He was 79. Sutherland, a graduate of the University of Toronto's music program, began his teaching career in 1969 at Park Street Collegiate Institute in Orillia. There, he taught music and French. In 1972, he joined the staff of the new Twin Lakes Secondary School in Orillia as the music director. He introduced a variety of music to his students, from classical to contemporary 60s and 70s rock, and they returned his enthusiasm for music with an enthusiasm of their own, notes his obituary. The school's jazz and concert bands went on to win gold in competitions year after year. Sutherland, soft-spoken, was a giant in the music world, known not only for his killer sax skills but his trademark fedora and bushy beard. Twin Lakes had its 50th anniversary last summer, during which seven of the school's original 1972 staff, including, in no particular order, Pat McDonald, Mo Gaudier, Suds, Sutherland, Jim McKean, Diane Purdy, Bob Burns, and Grant Madison, gathered. Sutherland, 79, died on December 26. Greg McGrath Gowdy, Aurelia Matters file photo. Every musician has someone in their youth who inspired them to love music. A mentor who put them on a path that very literally changed their life for the better, Dan Austin shared on Facebook. I was lucky to have a few important mentors growing up, but none was more important than Suds Sutherland, he recalled of his old high school music teacher. Austin recalled how Sutherland directed the jazz band and symphonic band at Twin Lakes for 30 years. Suds showed me how fun music could be, recalled Austin, who went on to play in Sutherland's longtime band, The Sensations. I also had the privilege of teaching with him for his final year before he retired. At his retirement party, they put together an alumni band of students to play. Every person on stage was a former student who has grown up to be either a professional musician or a music teacher, shared Austin. And that was but a drop in the bucket, he said, noting there were many, many more. His influence was felt by literally thousands of students throughout his career, said Austin, noting how his father and fellow teacher, Dave Austin, worked with Sutherland to write full-length original musicals for more than a decade. The word legend is thrown around too easily these days, but in this case, no other word would be acceptable. He truly was one of the best to ever do it, concluded Austin. Brent Downer succinctly summed up what many have been thinking. Aurelia is a little less with the loss of Suds, he wrote. Elaine Smitham called Sutherland an amazing musician and music teacher. Former Twin Lakes principal Randy Kitchen agreed. This is such a loss for both the musical and teaching profession, recalled Kitchen. I had the privilege to be a colleague alongside Suds. Buy-ins in the Thunderdome for basketball will always be my favorite memory. The place rocked, led by Suds and the musical groups. Charlene Taylor called Sutherland a music legend, who will be forever missed. Whether teaching high school music classes, collaborating on musicals, or playing in his own band, Suds' passion for music was contagious and introduced countless musicians on their music careers, said Taylor. Christopher Simmons recalled how he was asked to play keyboards in the Twin Lakes band by Sutherland. Foolishly, I declined, saying that I was too busy with the football team, recalled Simmons. 10 years later, he successfully pitched the idea to the city of Orillia to stimulate the economy in the fall by having a jazz festival. Suds gave me a second chance by having my group from Toronto perform at the very first one, headlining at two different venues, right before I moved to New York City, he recalled. I am so grateful that I had a chance to see Suds again last year at the TLSS High School reunion, said Simmons. Suds embodied cool. He was humble to the core and truly believed in the power of music, with soul. One of his former teaching colleagues at Twin Lakes, Lynn Abbott Lennox, said Sutherland helped make the school a special place. Working on the staff with him was a privilege and joy, recalled Abbott Lennon. He was extremely intelligent, talented, and devoted to bringing out the best in his students. But he balanced his huge commitment for bringing music to the school and community with his most important dedication to his family, Nancy, Tyler, Tavish, and Tobin. Paul Connor said Sutherland was unique. He was a brilliant academic, a man of music, storyteller, and a true rebel, Connor wrote. He lived a beautiful life and was an inspiration to many who loved his family. A celebration of life and musical jamboree to pay tribute to Sutherland will happen in the spring. No other details have been released. You can read his obituary here.